This is US 99.
Drew, it's Wells Kaufman. How you doing, bud?
Is this the famous Wells Kaufman who's celebrating 20 years of running Ravinia? Is this you?
It is I.
How are you feeling today knowing that your swan song of an amazing summer lineup is finally out for everyone to enjoy?
I feel particularly fortunate because the last artist I booked was Carrie Underwood. And we haven't had Carrie for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're sort of a fan, right?
I am a huge fan of Carrie Underwood. We love her at US 99.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because you and I have talked about the Ravinia schedules for years, but I think it's not a coincidence that you are retiring at the end of the season and she's doing two nights, including an orchestra night.
It's going to be so great. We already know a lot of people want to come to both shows because they know they're going to be slightly different set lists and they want to hear her with band or they want to hear her with orchestra. So that's a power of celebrity and ability and just vocal glamour like very few people. You know, in a season where there's already Diana Ross, the most vocally glamorous person in the world, Carrie fits right in with that, as does Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle and Jill Scott and Sheryl Crow. It's, you know, it's really cool. And then we got Willie, and I'm really excited about having Willie back too.
I like that you start out with Sheryl Crow and you kind of sort of end the season with Diana Ross.
Yes.
And then in the middle there, you get the Indigo Girls again, Ravinia staple. Yep. You get the Lion King in concert.
Yep, and we have our new conductor, chief conductor and curator, Maren Alsop, one of the few female conductors who really has an international career, great musician. Chicago Symphony Orchestra loves her. My audience loves her. Really thrilling to have her, especially with Cynthia Erivo, if you're familiar with Cynthia, in the movie Harriet, nominated for an Oscar for that film as Best Actress and Best Song, wrote the song Stand Up. It's in that particular film. And she's just all over TV with an Aretha series and a Stephen King series. And she's doing a show called The Legendary Voices of Women, Cynthia is, with the CSO, and Maren, also conducting Beyonce songs, Aretha songs, Billie Holiday songs, Etta James songs, Summertime from Porgy and Bess. Great arrangements, great stuff for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to play. And just a lovely person. Of course, our gala is what helps us fund our education programs for underserved kids in Chicago public schools and throughout Lake County as well.
And enjoying all that great female music, wine and cheese on the lawn at the same time.
There you go. There you go.
You have Train for two nights. They're also a Ravinia staple.
We're Train for three nights. Actually.
Three?
Yeah. This is the band I've been asked for than almost more than any other. Maroon 5 comes really close. We got Maroon 5 once. Train's been twice, but it's been many seasons. So we thought we'd go for it and really have a blowout weekend with them in August.
Talk to me about a new act that's coming to Ravinia this summer that you were really excited about.
Well, Cynthia's kind of at the top of that list because
right.
I just think vocally and glamour-wise and character and authenticity and sincerity, to have someone who is that young, she's in her early 30s.
Oh, wow.
You know, even as I leave Ravinia, it's important that I bring artists who will have a long relationship with the festival, right? One of the things that people love about Ravinia is that Tony Bennett's been coming for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they love that loyalty. They love that consistency. Same with Willie Nelson, of course. So Cynthia would be at the top of that. Music Soul Live, who's going to be opening up for Jill Scott, terrific artist. Black Violin with Blind Boys of Alabama. Black Violin I've been trying to get for years and years. Really glad that that's happening. And then two Latin acts. Jesse and Joy to open the season, Rodrigo and Gabriela to close. We've had Rod and Gab once. We've never had Jesse and Joy. This is the brother and sister act from Mexico that kids just go crazy for, as do adults. So lots of wonderful, wonderful debuts.
Incredible. And with the Diana Ross at the end of the season, you just mentioned Tony Bennett. We also get the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, absolutely right. Yeah. And Lauryn Hill back for her second appearance.
I saw that too.
Yeah. I mean, the show that she did for us a couple of years ago, one of the best things of anything I've ever seen. No question about it. And then I know this is like you and me, that the Lost 80s shows is going to be really fun.
Yes.
Like six to eight different bands, one, two, three hit wonders.
Yep.
Really great lineup.
So if we're doing any of these amazing Ravinia shows this summer, talk to us about the new Ravinia Music Box experience.
Yeah. So people can get a fair bit of information and some photographs at Ravinia.org, where they can also find out about ticket buying and timing and food and beverage and how to get to us, all those good kinds of things. The Ravinia Music Box is kind of my dream project. So for about 15 years, I've been working with the Ravinia family, my incredible board of trustees and women's board and associates board and staff, about the problem that appears to be plaguing the classical music business and the arts in general, which is declining audience. Mm-hmm. Where a new audience is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Ravinia Music Box is a free, immersive, interactive experience for people who come to the park. You can go through it. There's a theater that's all tricked out technologically. There's a museum kind of gallery-like space with exhibits. I don't want to describe it too much because, frankly, if I could really describe it, I probably wouldn't have needed to build it.
Right. You have to come experience it.
You have to do it. And on top of it is our newly christened BMO rooftop, small plates and drinks. A really, really special place all the way around. You can do it in 20 minutes. You could spend 2 hours, but it's free.
What I love is that you've always been so transparent about your love for the arts and giving back to the community and Chicago. You became the CEO of Ravinia back in 2000. This is your 20th year. You're retiring at the end of the season. Give me something that pops out in the last decade where you pinched yourself at the end of the night and said, I cannot believe that just happened.
I can't remember if it's exactly within the last decade or maybe a little bit longer, but a show that I will never forget, my husband and I will never forget, because we were so moved by its simplicity, its beauty, its virtuosity, and ultimately its pathos, and that was Glen Campbell's last performance.
Wow.
Because not only was it a great show, great guitarist, great singer, all those amazing songs, great sense of humor, because he was in the throes of battling his Alzheimer's, his son and daughter, you may recall this, performed with him. Not only were they performing with him, they'd help him out. You know, he would sing Galveston, for instance, finish the song, crowd would go wild, he'd start it up again, already forgetting that he'd already sung it.
That's
and
incredible.
His kids, gorgeous daughter, would go up and say, Dad, we just did that one. And he would laugh and they'd do the next song. It was one of those evenings that it's not that it could only happen at Ravinia, mm-hmm. but I think it happened at Ravinia for a certain reason. And that's amongst, you know, tons of things
yes.
that we've enjoyed so much. The Matchbox 20 Goo Goo Dolls triple,
yep.
the Maroon 5 debut, anything to do with jazz because I love jazz so much. And, of course, last summer with Lady A and Little Big Town.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson. Absolutely.
I think my memory wells, or the one that'll stick out most for me, is that we were convincing our friends that they had to come hear this singer doing an acoustic tour, that it was a voice of a generation, and they didn't buy into it. They weren't sure, but we brought them there, and it was the last performance we ever heard and saw of Chris Cornell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he electrified,
right.
And by the third song, our friends looked at us and said, oh my God, Drew, you were so right. I can't believe we almost missed this. It was incredible.
No, you're absolutely right. And we lost him soon after that.
That's right.
It was just so tragic. That was an incredible evening. You're absolutely right. You know, there are certain artists who can bring 15,000 people down to absolute silence. It's a gift that very few people have. Carrie has done that. Stevie Nicks has done that.
Mm-hmm.
Little Big Town did that. A lot of artists have done it, but nobody quite like him because it was acoustic and it was intimate, even though all those people were there.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you reminded me of that. That was a special night.
So for someone listening right now, they've never been. You have the website, ravinia.org. Talk to me about ticket access and if I want early access.
So probably a lot of people know, but if they don't, we do a great many education programs in underserved schools. The reason I bring that up is that the earliest ticket access happens for people who make a donation to the festival. We are a nonprofit. Classical music has never made money in the history of the genre. It was kings and queens that used to fund it. Now it's private corporations and private individuals, and we're very grateful for that support. That, plus keeping the park beautiful and our education programs, is why we look for people to be generous and open up their wallets. So those sales begin as early as March 17th.
That's amazing.
Public sales will begin toward the end of April. But again, that early access piece and the earliest seating part happens for donors at different levels. And all of that is described very nicely on the website, as is how to get to us. Probably people know we were built by a train company in 1904
mm-hmm.
to lure people up to the North Shore to buy property. We are still the last private train station in Illinois. It's the best way to get to us if you're, you know, living on the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to get back home, all those kinds of things. But there is parking, there are remote lots, there are shuttles, all sorts of ways to getting to us that are very convenient.
And much like a certain airline that we love on the South Side, you can only buy Ravinia tickets at ravinia.org.
That is absolutely right. Yeah. No Expedia for Southwest. Did I just say Southwest? I shouldn't have. Sorry. Sorry about that. I love Southwest.
Hello, okay, Southwest. We love you. But yes, Ravinia.org. And for someone who's never been there before, what would you tell them?
Well, one thing they should know is that we're one of the few venues that still allows people to bring in their own food and beverage. So if they want to bring a picnic and a blanket and sit on the lawn, that for many people, for most people, that is the Ravinia experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say for 80% of our audience.
Yes.
But not everybody has the time to do that all the time. So if you want to come and avail yourselves of the Ravinia Market, the grab and go, delicious stuff. We have carts around the park that have food. We have the Parkview restaurant with white tablecloths, a little more fanciness, a little more high end, delicious. We have the lawn bar for small plates and drinks. We have the treetop buffet, the chef's table upstairs, beautiful views of the park.
We are so ready for summer, Wells.
Yeah, no question about it. It's nice to have a sunny day today.
I love you for everything you've done for the Chicago community and for Ravinia. You're wrapping out the 2020 season after 20 years as the CEO. On behalf of all of us, especially from the country community and US 99, we just want to say thank you, Wells.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you guys for all your support, especially on the countryside, but on everything. I know you like all kinds of music.
Yes.
Cornell being a good example. Probably not somebody who gets played on US 99 very often. But you guys are champions early on and supporters of me bringing people like Carrie Underwood and fighting to bring Carrie Underwood, because you know it was a big of a tussle.
Yep.
When I came to Ravinia to open up those pipelines to those agents and artists was a challenge, and I think we've met it, and my successors will take it to even further heights, right? Kenny Chesney will play Ravinia. That is my goal.
And that also played into the fact of why Sugarland came back to you first after 7 years away.
That's exactly right. That's exactly, and had such a good time they came back the next year. And Jennifer Nettles loves my dog.
She does.
Yes, she does.
Ravinia.org for all the information. Wells, we will see you at Ravinia this summer.
Thanks, Drew.
Take care, Wells.
All right. Best to your family, okay?
You got it. That is Wells Kaufman, CEO of Ravinia on the North Shore, getting ready for the 2020 season. All the information online at Ravinia.org. This is US 99.